Today is Monday, March 5th, 2018, and this is Shaping Your World with Your Words. I am your host, yours truly, Courtney Ellis, coming to you today with another podcast. Yes, another podcast. And before we get started, I want to thank each and every one of you who have taken the time out of your busy schedule to listen to the podcast. I don't know if you were able to catch one episode or both episodes or whatever you were able to catch. I just want to tell you thank you. I don't take it lightly. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to this podcast. It is something that is very near and dear to me. It's something that I'm really putting a lot into and making an investment in. So I want to thank you for all of the feedback and constructive criticism that you've given me in regards to the podcast. And I want this podcast to not just be about me, but I want it to be about you. And that's why I need you to tell me how you feel about it so that we can make this what it's supposed to be. So I just wanted to start out today by saying thank you. So moving forward on today, I just wanted to talk to you briefly about a little thing called perception. And I'm actually saying that in a facetious way, because perception is not a small thing. Perception is a huge thing. It is magnanimous. It is grandiose. It is so important, because our perception influences the way that we view the world. It has been said that our perceptions are our reality. So our perception influences how we view life, whether we have a positive outlook or whether we have a negative outlook in life. That is all based upon our perception. You see, certain people are extrinsic people, meaning that they are easily influenced by outside factors. The weather affects them, what people say, how things look aesthetically. They're really, really influenced, and it affects their mood because of things that are happening outside of themselves. You know, I'm an extrinsic person. When it's dark and it's gloomy outside, or it's raining, or, you know, living here in the Midwest, you know, we don't really see the sun a lot in the winter. I tend to be in a bad mood. It just affects me, right? And some people call it sad, and they say it's a seasonal affective disorder. And I don't know if whether that's true or not, but I know that I am a extrinsically motivated person, right? And then you have people that are intrinsically affected people or motivated people. These are people who look at everything from the inside looking out, how they feel about themselves, how they feel about where they are in their lives, how they feel about what's going on, or where they are in relation to their goals, or where they are in relation to the things that they want in life. It truly fully encompasses them, and it affects them. And a lot of times with intrinsic people, we really don't see what's going on with them. They tend to be kind of reserved, recluse, very, very quiet people. They're in their own head and in their own thoughts. But whether you're extrinsically motivated or intrinsically motivated, or you have that outlook, or you have the other outlook, you are affected by your perception, right? So the way that you view things affects how you see the world. So within a caterpillar, as it's going through its metamorphosis stage, there is two types of cells, or there are two types of cells that are present within that caterpillar. There are the regular cells, and then there are cells that are called imaginal cells, right? So as the caterpillar is going through its metamorphosis stage and it's in its cocoon, the cells that are not imaginal cells do what they call, what's called apoptosis themselves, right? So they literally commit suicide. They literally give up. They look at what's going on around them and they say, you know, We don't know what the world is going to be. Everything around us is collapsing. Everything is being destroyed. It doesn't look like it should look. It's not what we imagine for ourselves. You know what? We'll just end it all. And they end up on a cellular level actually committing suicide. But there are other cells that are present within the organism called imaginal cells. These cells look at what's going on in the outside and it not resembling or looking like what they think it may look like or what it should be or how it should feel. And they say, although everything around us is changing, although everything around us is different, although everything around us doesn't look like what we think it should look like, we're going to create something better. We're going to create something greater. That we're going to take the opportunity to make a change because everything around us is not the same. Things are not the status quo. And it is the imaginal cells that actually transform a caterpillar into a butterfly. So see, everything is a matter of perspective. You have two types of people. You have people who look at situations and circumstances in life and they say it's never going to get better. And they're very negative in how they speak and the words and the language that they use. And a lot of times their lives become self-fulfilling prophecies. And then you have people that say, on the other hand, you know what? It doesn't look like what I thought it looked like. It didn't work out in this fairy tale scenario. It didn't play out the way that I thought it was going to play out. And I've taken some losses and I got some bumps and I got some bruises and I've been hurt and I've been crushed and I've been discouraged throughout this process, living this thing called life. But you know what? I can create something better. I can create something better. I can take all the pieces from all my broken dreams and all my disappointment and all my sadness and all of my struggles. And I can take all the pieces of truths that I've learned about myself and about things. And I can piece those things together to create a better world for myself, to create a better life for myself, that they look at the glass as being half full. They don't look at the glass as being half empty. These are people that feel like if you just give me enough, I'll be okay. There is a quote by Archimedes that I love, and it says, if you give me a place to stand, I'll move the world. And that's true. For most people that look at things from the perspective of a positive perception, a positive outlook in life, you give me a place to stand. If you let me get my footing, if you let me stand up, if you let me get my bearings about myself, as some of the older people would say, I will move the world, right? And that's the thing. That is simply a matter of perception. You got two people in life that can go through absolutely the same things in life, but they can end up in different places. How does that happen? How does it happen that two people that come from the same circumstances, from the same place, that deal with the same things in life, can end up in two different places in life? Because you have some people that either rebel against the norm or they conform. The question is, which one are you? Do you rebel against the norm or do you conform to the norm? When the norm is not what you want, when it's not what you see for yourself, when it's not what you see for your life, will you have the courage to rebel against the norm or will you conform to it? Will you say, well, this is just the way things will always be. This is just the way things are. You know, my mom dealt with this. My dad dealt with this. My grandfather, my great grandparents. You know, this is just how things are in our family. This is just the way things work. And, you know, I'm just going to deal with it. Or are you going to say, no, it stops with me? You know, this from this point forward, this is not going to be the experience in my life and in the life of my family. And I'm going to build something greater. You know, I'm going to take all of the things that have happened to me in my life, and I am going to build on the foundation of the truth of who I am. You see, you are not all the things that you've done. Yes, you may have made some decisions. Yes, you may have made some mistakes. Yes, you may have done some things that you're not proud of, but that is not who you are. And the question is, who are you? Sometimes, not knowing who we are, we take on the perception that other people have given us. It's not even our perception. It's the perception of somebody else who told you how you should view the world, how you should look at the world, how you should see things. It's not even your perception. So one of the first things we have to figure out is who we are. What do we want? What do we want for ourselves? What do we want for our lives? What do we want relationship-wise, career-wise, family-wise? What do we want? Because I think if we really take an honest assessment of ourselves, we see a lot of things that we want or don't want, or areas that we're afraid to go into or put our best foot forward, is because someone else has placed their fear on us. Because someone else has said, you can't do that. Or that'll never work. Or that's not for you. Or nobody in our family has ever been able to do that. That doesn't happen in our family. You're not going to be able to accomplish that. And we take on the personality and the perception of people who do not see the world the way that we see the world. You have a right to see the world as you see it and not as other people see it. So one of the things that I want you to do in the next couple days is take a look at how you view the world. Just in your simple, most minuscule task, you know, when you're having conversations about whether it be sports or shopping or whatever it be, just look at how you feel about things. What bias do you have? What prejudice do you have? What feelings do you have towards things? How things are, how things should be, how things should work, how people should be, how people should act, how things should look. And I want you to ask yourself, is it really you? Is it really how you see things? Is it really how you want to see things? Or have you taken on the perception of other people who do not live in your body, who do not have to live your life? You see, within that caterpillar, within that cocoon, those imaginal cells could have made the choice to say, you know what, we're going to do what the other cells are doing. It's not going to work, no matter what's in my heart, no matter what's in my spirit. Let me go with the crowd. Let me follow them. They can't be wrong. They can't all be wrong. Majority rules. But thank God that they didn't. Thank God that they chose to see something greater. Thank God that no matter what was going on outside, inside, they knew that they had the power to make a positive change and to create something greater. And I'm here to tell you today, you have that same power inside of you. Because if it wasn't for them having that perspective, we would not have the modern miracle that we have today that's called a butterfly. You have the same power inside of you to look inside and look at what's going on in your life and say, no matter how broken I may be, no matter how discouraged I may be, no matter how depressed or sad I may be, I have the power to create something better. I want to thank you for your time. This is Shaping Your World with Your Words. Please like this, share it, pass it on to your loved ones. I love each and every one of you. And I won't say goodbye. I say see you later.